Next application is case number 11504, the application of Loblolly LLC. The site is located west of Coastal Highway, Route 1, being north of Route 5, Union Street extended, with 911 address not available, with a tax map ID of District 235, Map 7, Parcel 43. Requesting a special use exception to place two off-premise signs and a variance from the maximum square footage height requirement, side yard setback, and the minimum separation requirement between and off-premise sign. And gentlemen, on behalf of the board, I passed on copies of exhibit booklets provided by the applicants and advise that there are no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions. Oh, to be more specific, I'm sorry. I got to do all this too. They are requesting a 600-foot variance from the required 300-foot square footage for a proposed billboard off-premise sign, number one sign. Requesting a 300 square foot variance when it required 300 square foot for proposed billboard number two. They're requesting a 15 foot variance when it required 25 foot height requirement for both proposed billboards. They're requesting a 40 foot variance when it required 50 foot side yard setback for billboard number two, and they're requesting a 50-foot variance from required 300-foot separation requirement between billboards one and two. That's all I have, unless you have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Link.
Good evening, gentlemen. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Zach Crouch, Davis Boner Fidel, 22778 Red Bay Lane, Milton, Delaware.
Okay. You wait right here.
Sam Caligioni, Dogfish Head Brewery, 103 Ship Carpenter Street, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
For the record, Mark Dunkel, I'm an attorney with Parkowski, Girk, and Swayze, 116 West Water Street in Dover. I'm visiting from Kent County tonight, and all my Sussex County friends, lawyers, said the secret is for me to go on and on and on tonight and make a real long-winded presentation.
Yeah,
right. But I know those guys, and so I'm not going to do that.
Well, they did forget to tell you, though, that we postponed the meeting at 10 o'clock for the last lawyer, and it's, what, 9 after?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is cut the lawyer part out, and you're going to hear from Zach Crouch, the engineer. He put together the booklet. He can give you all the ins and outs of the distances and the requests. And Sam Calgioni's here, who's one of the prospective billboard tenants for Dogfish Head. That's one of the reasons that we're here, so people can find his place, among other reasons. And I am confident, when they're finished, that you will find a special use exception, that such exceptions will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property. And I'm also confident you're going to find that this particular property is unique, can't otherwise be developed, hardships not created by the applicant will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and is the minimum request. One other thing to add to Mr. Lank's comment about the letters, at tab G, there is essentially a letter of no objection from our neighbor, and our neighbor is the state of Delaware, the Waples Pond property. And they have no objection to any of the variance requests tonight, and being any distance from that property. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. And after that, I'm going to sit down and let the engineer talk what he knows about. Thank you, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Tonight we're here for an application for two off-site premises signs, and the booklet that was prepared for you tonight, and I want to use these boards, which is the exact same information that's in your booklets.
Okay.
I just want to point out a couple things and make it somewhat easier, and hopefully we can just work through this. But the booklet was prepared just so that we can walk through it. It basically starts out with the application that we're requesting, and then in tab D is actually a summary of one, the special use exception, which we're requesting two billboards, in which billboard one is a double-sided billboard, and billboard two is a one-sided billboard. The variances that are requesting is a 300 square foot side for billboard one for both sides, and to 600 square feet. And of course, on billboard number two is a variance of 600 square feet on one side. There's also a variance request for billboard number two. Just so that y'all can reference plan tab, billboard number one is one that's located on Route 5, and of course, billboard number two is the one that's located a little bit north on southbound Route 1. Billboard one, number one, the two sides for the 300 square feet to 600 square feet. Billboard number two, the one side from 300 square feet to 600 square feet. Billboard number two, there's a 50-foot side yard setback required from side yards. We're requesting 10-foot, so a variance of 40 feet for just billboard two. The height variance from 25 feet to 40 feet in height, which is the 15 feet, which there's a detail on the left-hand side to show per code is 25 feet. We're requesting the 40 feet per the detail. And as well as the dimensions of the billboard is 50 by 12, which is just 600 square feet. And the last one is the separation distance between the billboards, which is 300 feet, and we're 250 feet, so we're requesting a 50-foot reduction between that. And as I get through this, of course, we'll hit all the definitions of why we're requesting these variances so that we can work through this booklet. The existing conditions of this property, it's located at the intersection of Route 1 and Route 5 going in towards Milton. The project itself used to have an old canoe rental years ago, 20 plus years ago. I know when I was young, we used to rent canoes there, and it's never been developed since then. It's been vacant. The property itself is zoned C1, so it is zoned appropriate for the special use exception, which we're requesting tonight. As you turn to the next page, I'm going to go through all the key items in the request to show how we at least feel that we meet all the requirements for the variance request. The uniqueness of the Tab D, which is the second sheet. Okay. The uniqueness of this property, the property itself, you got Waitless Pond over here, you got wetlands over here, and you have, some frontage on Route 1 and Route 5. The parcel exceptional narrowness and shallowness based on location of the intersection, Route 5 and Route 1, basically limits access. We have been in contact with DLDOT about trying to look at different ways to provide access to this property, either with a rights in or rights out of Route 1, or a rights in and rights out of Route 5. In Appendix E, there's actually an email from DLDOT that basically covers a couple of different points. One is that access will be limited to a rights in and rights out of Route 5. And there again, based on the number of trips that could be projected for this property based on C1, and also there's a safety concern based on the speeds on southbound Route 1 using the D-cell lane. Existing D-cell lane, the one from southbound Route 1 to Route 5. So what their suggestion is that there's, to really develop this property, they mentioned that the possibility of acquiring additional lands from the adjacent property, which would be this requirement here, to put in full access to have somewhat of an access of some type of commercial for this site. And there again, they kind of look at the proposed use of only 200 trips per day, which 200 trips per day in a commercial site is not much at all. So it's pretty much limited. And there's some safety factors that they actually outline in the email itself. So looking at exactly what type of use can be utilized for the property, and not knowing or not being able to speak with the Centers of the Handicap Inc., which uses this facilities very rarely, we looked at other options of utilizing this particular property. And the one that's at least the least in traffic would be two billboards. The only traffic we would have to look at would be servicing the billboards, and that's pretty much about it. There'd be no commercial entrance required for this. So basically, the length of the road frontage along Route 1 is limiting your access based on the comments from DLDOT on the number of trips that can be generated per the C1 zoning for this 3.16 acres. Going through the comments, exceptional practical difficulties and hardship. DADA is concerned with the speed limit there again on the right turn lanes on Route 1 and suggests the applicant may purchase land as I just explained in the uniqueness of the property. So the property itself is limiting the access to or the road itself. The frontages on Route 5 and Route 1 is basically limiting the type of access on the property itself. Can a property be developed in strict conformity of the zoning ordinance without a variance? Based on DLDOT's regulations, that's another thing we looked at, was based on the new regulations and the new traffic impact study requirements, which were passed of January of 2014, there are certain restrictions that apply to this particular site based on the number of trips. So the billboard itself would limit access until provide a source of use for the property itself. The billboard submitted as a special use exception, which is a separate from the variances, which the two billboards, the variances were based on itself, based on the parcel and the uniqueness of providing access to this parcel. The applicant has also contacted the state of Delaware, and there is a letter in Appendix F, which they talked to the state of Delaware to see if they could basically purchase or provide an easement on this property here to square it up so that, one, we wouldn't have to request a 10-foot variance, but two, it would allow the visibility of this particular sign here. In an email that's included in Appendix F, based on the monies that the state used to purchase the property, Waples Pond, which includes this property, extends up there, they're not allowed to do so. So we did ask the state to provide, it goes into detail of why the state cannot do it. The bottom line is based on some grants that they use for purchasing the property, they cannot entertain any type of easement or trimming of trees or even purchasing the property. So the state did provide a letter based on the variances that are requested. And I will add what Mr. Dunkel covered based on that letter of no objection. Number four, we're not requesting a lead sign. So they're just basically saying that they have no objections to the setback variances, which is the 10 feet, the height variance, and also the square footage variance that were requested. Now, looking at the two of the variances that we're requesting, one of them is the 300 feet between the two signs, and we're requesting 250. As you notice through on this plan, both plans, one could say we can move this sign up and get to 250 feet, or the 300 feet, I'm sorry. But going out on the site, we took photos from these two locations, A and B, which is, this is the intersection of Reynolds and Route 1. All these exhibits are in your booklets. I just want to kind of talk through them. Exhibit A, we're at Reynolds as we speak, and here are the signs projected based on our request. The 600 square feet, you have billboard number one, and which is the dogfish and the sign pointing towards Milton, and billboard number two, which is the WBOC sign, which are at 40 feet and 600 square feet. So, and that's
exactly.
One.
Exactly. Just for the board benefit, that's exhibit one there in the book. That's exhibit one, just to have that
four. And with the curve of Route 1, you know, the radius of Route 1 coming down Route 1, as soon as you're seeing this sign basically at Reynolds Pond, and that's how we took that picture. So you can see, based on the size you're requesting and also the height, as soon as you get around the turn, with the speed limits that are on Route 1, which are posted 55, but we all know no one goes 55, you know, that's the visibility of seeing that sign at that particular point. The 350 feet, I mean, the 300 feet comes into play on Exhibit B, which is that one.
Number two.
We're showing number. Billboard number two and billboard number one. And billboard number two, which is the one-sided billboard, you're not going to be able to see based on the state land and all the trees and vegetation. So we dashed it in. And billboard number one, you can see based on being at the edge of Waples Pond. So when you're going south, you're only going to see that sign as soon as you come, when you get to the diesel lane of Route 5. That's when basically you're going to be able to see this sign. Mm-hmm. So the request for the 300 feet, the 250 from 300, is because the more we move this back, the more it's going to push it up Route 5, and the visibility is going to be hard based on, you know, this state land here. And that was the whole purpose of us trying to, or my client trying to talk to the state to see if they would provide some type of easement over that, which, as stated before, they could not do. So that's the reason for the 250 feet, so we could keep it closer to Route 1, which we do. We are within the setbacks of Route 1, which is 25 feet, but it just keeps it closer so it's not pushed further back behind the trees that are existing on the state land.
Are you saying that the signs going to look like right there now?
Yes, they're going to be similar to this, yes.
WBOC and?
Well, you're not going to see the back end of this one.
No, just the WBOC, the back end of both of those, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that's 40 feet and 600 square feet, too.
Okay.
Is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Variances mentioned above will allow the applicant to use the subject property based on the special use exception with minimum traffic. And there again, going back to the letter from the email from DelDOT, we're trying to utilize this property of some type of commercial to generate some type of revenue based on the narrowness, the frontage on Route 1, and of course the frontage on Route 5. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? You know, unfortunately, the applicant bought the property as is. The difficulty of the property with the new regulations from both DelDOT and some of the other state agencies is basically limiting the access that can really utilize the property itself. So trying to utilize the property with the minimum impact of traffic, we feel that this approach addresses that. The effects on the surroundings, variances will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. Across the street, you have Coastal Wine and Spirits, which is located here. You got Bramble Mobile Home Park, which is here. And you have the Center for the Handicap here, which I've seen them there every once in a while, and that's about it. Across to here, you got vacant lands. The state owns this corner piece here. And behind it is wetlands cuts across this area, so all this is wetlands, and then you got Waples Pond pretty much to the north, east of it. So as far as the essential characteristics of the neighborhood is, we feel is not impaired. Would the variance substantially or permanently impaired appropriate use of this property? Based on the limited use, the variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of this property. We feel that the variance actually will allow the property to be used with the minimum impact for this property. And would the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? Variance will allow the use to generate the minimum traffic just for maintenance vehicles and will not be detrimental to the public welfare. Extent of the variance, the number of variance requested, or at least will allow two billboards to determine and also to justify the purchase of the land. Square footage area of each side, which is 600 square feet, variance request is the minimum based on the site distance. Looking down Route 1, the height of the trees, which is both on Route 5 and the south side of going southbound lane on Route 1. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? These variants are necessary to be able to utilize the land in the safest condition with minimum impact. The special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the use of the adjacent neighboring properties based on commercial across the street. You got Mobile Home Park across the street, and then you got Waples Ponds and of course the DelDOT, which is on the south side of the property. And as far as limitations, the applicant requests no limitations on this. The other the other thing I wanted to point out is just from a height perspective, you have these lights. I don't know if anyone's been on southbound 1 going into 5, but there's several lights out here. And these lights and this telephone pole are actually 40 feet, so approximately 40 plus or minus. So the sign is right above that. So it's just to put in perspective of the street view there. That's it.
And I would like to ask Mr. Calagione to come up and give you a testimony. Of course, we're going to be here for all your questions as well.
Okay, sure.
I'll be real brief. I'm Sam Calagione, owner of Dogfish Head Brewery. We have started almost 20 years ago in Rehoboth Beach. We own that building down there where we started. We now have a little hotel in downtown Lewis as well. But by far and away, our busiest place and where the vast majority of our 230 co-workers go to work and live around is our Milton facility. And we receive an average of about 1,000 visitors per week at that facility. And it's very difficult for them to find our brewery, and it causes some problems on smaller streets around Milton. And unfortunately, my hometown of the main part of our business is not quite of the stature and busyness and a bustling commercial hub the way the town of Lewis and Rehoboth are. And I really want to see downtown Milton thrive and become a vibrant community the way Lewis and Rehoboth are. And I'm hopeful that if we can get more people to go through downtown Milton, see how beautiful and historic it is, and similar to Lewis in that extent, that they'll a lot more activity will be happening in downtown Milton. I also frankly believe that if and I realize it's totally within your authority to decide what happens here, but if the variance isn't granted, driving that as much as I have the last 20 years and knowing the speed people drive at there, with the challenges with the woods around it, the size of the sign, we frankly probably won't invest in putting a sign there because we do feel it'd be too small without this variance to really attract the eyes of the people at 60, 65 miles an hour as they pass there. But we're really hopeful we can be involved in this project, and hopefully it'll drive a lot more people into downtown Milton.
I'm surprised. You say you own Dogfish?
I do.
I'm very surprised that you're able to stand. If I own a brewery, I would. I wouldn't be able to even stand.
I started my day with a breakfast.
My case.
I started my day with a breakfast stout in Manhattan, so I'm still riding on the caffeine from that.
And everybody asks me, no, I never get free beer. It's okay with me because it doesn't spend. But we are, that's our presentation, but we're here for your questions.
Already,
answer any questions. I hope that we've been clear on the issues. You're familiar with these type of applications. I do know that there's also someone here from the Chamber of Milton that wants to speak too, but I don't want to interrupt your order.
Alrighty, well, I'll see if we have any questions for you first then, sir.
Yes.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Not at this time.
Okay, Mr. Rickard? No?
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
On the signs, Dogfish Head at WB06.
Yeah, the actual placement, they haven't decided for sure, like which sign Dogfish Head and which side, which facing WBOC. It's going to be some combination. So we put them on here as an example, but they might want, Dogfish might want to be on both sides of one of the signs.
Signs already filled.
That's correct.
Not got to look for anything.
Good enough. That's correct.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Drop, any questions?
No, not right now.
All right. Hearing no further questions in. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Yes, ma'am. Would you like to come up and speak?
Sure.
Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Lisa Sumstein, 509 Union Street, Milton, 19968.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Lisa Sumstein. I'm the executive director at the Milton Chamber. And I want to come tonight to let you know that the Milton Chamber is asking you to favorably consider and approve this request by Loblolly LLC. A billboard directing visitors to the Dogfish Brewery through our downtown district would be an extraordinary resource for our small businesses. Also, a billboard listing Milton as a newsroom location for WBOC has the potential to bring additional commerce to Milton. A town advertised as a newsroom location, it could be assumed would also offer other services such as food, gas, and needs that you may have while traveling, making Milton a possible stop for those traveling north and southbound on Route 1. The Milton Chamber of Commerce asks that you consider the positive impact this request would have on Milton's economy and approve this variance and special use exception. Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
From what I heard from the news reports, you wanted to paint your buildings different colors to get more people in there, right? I heard about that. Oh. And then also, now you want the radio station and you want a brewery. That's progress, I would say.
Thank you.
But painting the buildings, I don't know that would go.
We have an empty wall in our downtown that they want to do a mural.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You're like a mural on that one.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, on the side
is
of
that
our
what they're talking about?
Yeah, mural.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do a mural
I said, boy,
side.
Yeah.
For a small town, wow.
They're coming up.
Yep. Working hard.
Working hard.
We would invite you to come to Milton and check us out. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else? Okay. If not, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? All right, sir, can you please come forward up here and be sworn in?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Harry Holtgrew, 12192 Rockswich Street, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
To the best of my knowledge.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, please excuse me if I become a little confused from time to time, but this is the first time I've seen this information. I would like to say, if I may borrow their board, that's me, right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the liquor store is shining its lights in my bedroom window. I don't know what these signs are going to be doing, but I don't think they're going to be obscured at all. So I'm not too much in favor of looking at whatever the name that ends up on the sign. Number two, if I'm not mistaken, when they ask for a variance, that's for the footing and not for the sign overhang. So 25-foot overhang is going to bring it out onto Route 1 or close to it. So we might want to make sure that the signs aren't there. Number three, as you're coming around this corner, going north on Route 1 at 65 miles an hour, if I'm going to be looking at this sign, I'm going to miss the people that are coming out of Brumley's. As you know, they're trying to get a wagon there, a restaurant truck, and he's trying to do that. I was here for that one, too. And you're going to get all the cars coming out of the liquor store that may or may not be seen by these people coming around the corner. I just think that the placement could be a little bit better if it was put maybe by 16 or maybe in Rehoboth, but not in Milton, because we're trying to keep a rural look. I understand that you're trying to bring people in, but, you know, I've been south of the border, and there's just too many signs. And sooner or later, this is what's going to end up, and they come one at a time. The reason that this property has been chosen is because the gentleman that owns it right now can't sell it. Nobody wants it right there. It would be a boondoggle for them. And not that I'm speaking out of turn, but the rumor is that they're looking for 38 more in the area. So, 2x2, we're going to be getting a lot of signs. I just need you to be advised that this could be the beginning of something that's bigger than you want it to be. Thank you.
All right, sir. Is anyone else here in opposition? Chair hearing none. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, based on the testimony and what we've been given here, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11,504 until our next regular meeting, which I believe is next year. Is that correct? January 5th?
For 2 weeks.
January 5th.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,504 until our next regular meeting, which will be January the 5th of 2015. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And Mr. Callaway? All right, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,504 will be tabled until our next regular meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.